New 102.7, this game is worth $1,000. Guys, let's go to Laura, who is getting married on Sunday.
Woo! Wedding bells.
I'm dying right now. I'm so excited.
Oh,
and Laura, as someone who just got married, I understand you winning this $1,000 right now. Weddings are damn expensive, aren't they?
You're telling me, man.
Well, let's go. Beat Karen. Win that $1,000.
Karen, you got to get out. I need to win.
All right, Laura, good luck.
And there goes Karen. Headed out of the studio door. There's $1,000 on the line. Laura's in the hot seat. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay. Then.
Question number one, Laura. 52 years ago this week, this song from Dolly Parton came out that even Miley Cyrus did a cover of.
Is it 9 to 5?
Open happiness was one of the slogans used for this beverage.
Coke.
We'll move on to question number three. Jim Carrey is in talks to do a movie about this classic but futuristic cartoon family.
The Jetson.
See You Again was used at the end of a Fast and Furious movie to say goodbye to what actor?
Paul Walker.
And the final question for Laura. Mindy Kaling is sharing what she'd tell her younger self about weight loss. She was Kelly Kapoor in what TV show?
3 seconds. Come on.
Sex in the City?
Okay, Laura. You got 3 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. Not a bad score. We're going to get Karen back into the room. Let's see how she does with the same questions that she did not hear.
Karen!
Hello. So, tell us more about this wedding. Where is it? What are we doing?
Clark Landing in Point Pleasant.
Nice! Oh. I used to live in Point Pleasant.
We didn't, are we still waiting for our invitations, or is this...
You guys are more than welcome to come on.
We
come
can
in
crash.
And party.
All right.
A lot of food.
All right, we're going to ask Karen the same questions now. If Laura gets more correct, she wins the game. Karen, number one, 52 years ago this week, this song from Dolly Parton came out that even Miley Cyrus did a cover of.
Oh, Jolene.
It's Jolene. You got a point, Laura.
I knew that.
9 to 5.
They Jolene. Actually did a duet Jolene. Together. Yeah. Sounds
Jolene,
really good.
Jolene, Jolene. Open Sorry. Happiness was one of the slogans used for this beverage, Karen.
Open happiness? Coke?
It's Coke. Everybody gets a point for that question.
Cool.
Jim Carrey is in talks to do a movie about this classic but futuristic cartoon family.
The Jetsons?
Yes. Everybody gets a point for that question.
So cool.
I know. Meet George Jetson.
Daughter Judy.
Jane.
His wife.
I never heard
his
that.
His dog Elroy.
Is that correct?
Yes, Jane. Yes.
His wife.
See You Again was used at the end of a Fast and Furious movie to say goodbye to what actor?
Paul Walker.
Yes. Karen gets a point. So does Laura. And the final question. Mindy Kaling is sharing what she'd tell her younger self about weight loss. She was Kelly Kapoor in what TV show?
The Office.
Yes, Karen gets a point. Laura does not. Laura was trying to win some money for her wedding. She got 3 out of 5 correct. Karen says, I don't care about your wedding.
Oh, I did not.
It's all good.
Laura, it's all good. You're getting married. You got a $102 Amazon gift card.
All right.
Can't Beat Karen mug.
Woo!
And you are going to have the best wedding in Point Pleasant this weekend.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You're going to get this in your card a lot, but we mean it. We wish you a lifetime of health and happiness.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Laura, before you say I do, there's one more thing you have to say first.
I can't be a Karen.
If you say that at the altar, everyone's going to be confused. Okay?
Can you be Karen? No. Next time then.
Today on Blown Off, we were trying to help out Rachel with, I'm going to say it's her boyfriend. They were going out for 2 months, texting every day, weekend trips. And for the last 10 days, he has just been blowing her off. And she's got no idea why. I think that's really unfair.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Dylan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan, this is Karen and Johnny from New 102.7 Radio. We're calling you this morning. You won a prize, and I think you're really going to like it.
Okay, what's the prize?
The prize is a date with your fantastic girlfriend, Rachel. We know you've been blowing her off for 10 days.
Yeah, I got a decline. Sorry.
Okay, why is that, Dylan?
I had a bad interaction with her. Let's just leave it at that.
We did speak to her. She mentioned that she said something silly.
Silly? F- silly? That's what she said? Yeah, okay. That silly my ass, okay? It was very, very disturbing.
What happened?
What'd she say?
I'm like, you really want to know?
Yeah, I mean...
You don't have to say anything you're not comfortable with,
sure,
but...
Well, if you really want to know, she's like, I have sex dreams about your father. I'm like, what?
Okay, wait. Hold on.
That's right. My girlfriend just told me she had multiple sex dreams about my father. How do I take that?
Oh, my God. Whoa. It was A-Dream.
Oh, you're here?
A-Dream.
Yes, that's Rachel.
You're insane. You're insane. And the fact that you told me that, thank you,
like
because
thing.
I don't want to deal with you anymore. How creepy is that you want to my father? What's wrong with you?
I didn't say you know what I wanted like, to your father. I said that I had a dream. I was on a gummy, which you know I get
It sounds like you are on my father.
Oh, God. You know, you can't help your dreams sometimes.
You're really going to break up with me over a f***ing dream?
Yeah, a dream where you're f***ing the dad.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It's just a subconscious thing. I mean, like, you never have kinky dreams?
Not like that. If I told you I had dreams about f***ing your mother, how would you feel?
Dylan, I see where you're coming from. But could you see that it was just a dream and she can't help her dreams?
No.
Okay, you know what? I do think your dad's hot. But clearly
you're
too
immature. You know what? Go yourself. How about that? How about that? You're gross. I never want to talk to you again.
Wow.
You made yourself look dumb on the radio.
Oh,
goodbye,
wow.
Okay?
You know what? Now that you're being such a jerk about it, I am going to go after your dad.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. My dad's happily married. He's not going to go to a... like you, okay?
You want to count?
Okay.
So,
all right.
Stay away. Never want to talk to you again. Goodbye.
Okay, and they're both gone?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This game is worth $1,000. It's new 102.7. Welcoming Bob to the show. Hey, Bob.
Buddy. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Whippany, New Jersey.
All right.
Whippany.
He sounds ready, you guys.
Absolutely. And Bobby, there's only one way to start this quiz. Can you toss Karen Carson out of the new 102.7 studios?
Karen, nothing to see here. Kindly move along.
I don't see a thing, Bob. Good luck.
And there she goes. There's $1,000 on the line if Bobby can score more points than Karen. Let's play Can't Beat Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again. Can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
So just for the record, you keep calling him Bobby. He said his name was Bob.
Yeah,
what if
he's
offended?
Bob
I know, but Bobby and Bob and
John. Right.
Hey, Bob, can we call you Bobby?
Yeah, actually, I respond to either.
Okay.
Okay, Robert, let's go.
He's so flexible. Number one,
Robert,
Bob. What Kardashian just created a pair of underwear that includes hair?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this. It was a pin.
Christina Applegate is posting for the first time ever on this platform. Is it TikTok or Instagram?
3 seconds.
I'm going to say Instagram.
Sam Rivers has just died at the young age of 48. He was from Limp Bizkit or Nickelback?
Limp Bizkit.
What color face paint does the band Kiss wear?
Oh, it's black and white.
And the final question for Bob. Is the name Sting associated with a wrestler, a singer, or both?
Both.
Very good, Bob. You got 5 out of 5 correct on Kathy Karen. Amazing. So you scored as many points as you could. We're going to get Karen back in the room. If you get more correct, you walk away with $1,000.
Yes!
Don't tell Karen your score. She is back in the studio.
Welcome Bob. Back. Just to let you know, Karen, Bob will go by Bob, Bobby, Rob, Robert, whatever you want to call him.
I like Bobby from Whippany.
Okay, Karen's back. Karen, number one, what Kardashian just created a pair of underwear that includes hair?
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Everybody gets a point. Let's just move on. Question number two, Christina Applegate is posting for the first time ever on this platform. Is it TikTok or Instagram?
I think I read Instagram.
It is. We are still tied. Sam Rivers died at the young age of 48. He was from Limp Bizkit or Nickelback?
Limp Bizkit.
Yes. Everybody gets a point again.
I'm such a fan of Limp Bizkit. We did it all for the nookie.
48 years old, too.
Very young.
What color face paint does the band Kiss wear?
Black and white.
Everybody gets a point again. We are still tied. And if Karen gets the next question wrong, Bob walks away with $1,000 because he got 5 out of 5
correct.
Oh, my
God, Bob.
Here's the $1,000 question.
All right.
Is the name Sting associated with a wrestler, a singer, or both?
Oh. I'm going to go with both.
There is both a wrestler named Sting and a singer named Sting. We got a 5 out of 5 tie, which means as hard as Bob fought, the win goes to Karen.
I'm sorry, Bob. You did so good. But you did walk away with a $102 Amazon gift card and a Can't Be Karen mug.
Nice, Bob.
Hey, that's okay. I'm consistent, if nothing else, because I'm often getting the consolation prize.
Okay. Well, we still love you, but there's one more thing you got to say.
Oh, that's right. Bobby say he can't be Karen.
What are you, Yoda?
All right, Robert. Can you be?